What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, July 15th, 2022. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. It's been a heck of a week. And, next week's probably going to be even crazier. It just seems to be that time. The crazy factor is just increasing day after day after day. Anyway, it's another busy news day. We've got a lot of information to get through before it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business and keeping us out of trouble. And so let's get right on into it. Now, former White House physician Ronny Jackson has gone public basically saying that Joe Biden's mind has gone too far and he probably will not be able to finish his term in office, which I'm sure Kamala Harris is overjoyed to hear right now. And Jackson was on the White House medical team in the mid-2000s. He was personal physician to both Barack Obama and Donald Trump. And he went out and made the remarks on Twitter saying that Biden will not finish his term. Everybody knows he's unfit for the job. His mind is too far gone. This can't go any longer. He needs to resign. Now, perhaps not too surprisingly, Barack Obama came on out seriously rebuking Ronny Jackson for daring to say anything negative about Joe Biden. But it is very obvious that Biden is in serious trouble. We had that embarrassing incident where he misread the teleprompter and, you know, said end of quote, repeat line. And they tried to cover that up. Not too well, of course. Wandering off the carpet in Israel to flirt with a female service member and then having to get led back, being shown to the chair. Yeah, it's obvious that Joe Biden is a few French fries short of a happy meal, and it's really no use trying to deny it any longer. Now, Joe Biden is not the only person in the administration coming up short, and, you know, I do feel sorry for his medical condition, but not enough to say let's pretend it isn't there and let him go on being president here. But there was an interesting story that came on out from Hannity.com, they're quoting from a report in the Daily Wire, basically looking at the fact that most top Biden officials have huge holes in the resume, primarily in the area of business. And there was a report from the Committee to Unleash Prosperity that said, surely we want our political class to have a diversity of backgrounds. We want lawyers, grassroots activists, those with political and policy experience, scientists, health experts, and academics with required specialties. But we also want people who have experience running large corporations with hundreds and thousands of employees who understand logistics. And then they point on out how the top 68 members of the Biden administration spent an average of just 2.4 years in the business world. And boy, that explains an awful lot about why our economy is being as badly managed as it is. They don't know what they're doing. You know, they're getting picked to fill that little check card for the liberals there. I mean, look at that Energy Department drag queen. You know, got a top secret Q clearance, a six-figure government salary, and doesn't really seem to be qualified to handle the job, but satisfies the requirement. We've got to get, you know, gays in there and LGBTQ and, you know, all of that. And to heck with meritocracy. We don't need that meritocracy. Oh, that's white supremacy talking out there. Now, Judicial Watch has announced that a federal court has ordered the FBI to disclose additional details about FBI and other officials who were copied on the memo used to justify launching the Crossfire Hurricane spy operation against Donald Trump and his 2016 presidential campaign. Now, Judge Carl Nichols has given the FBI until June 16th, which is actually tomorrow, to respond. And the order comes in a September 2019 Freedom of Information Act lawsuit Judicial Watch filed after the FBI failed to respond to a request for the memo. So got something to hide there. And the courts are saying, no, no, Freedom of Information Act is the law of the land here. Now, we have been seeing all kinds of indications where Trump is going on out. He's having rallies. The huge crowds are showing up. And Newsmax is running an article basically saying that Donald Trump has, in fact, made a decision about whether he's going to run in 2024. He didn't actually say what the decision is, but at this particular point, I think the signs are pretty obvious that he is going to run in 2024. The Democrats are panicking. They're flooding radio shows like this one with all these Trump bashing calls and, you know, all these corporate medias back out there bashing Trump. Oh, insurrection. The January 6th people are out there trying to say, oh, it's witness tampering. They're desperate. They are absolutely desperate because I'm sure they understand that if, in fact, Trump regains the White House, okay, there's going to be some payback for what they did to him in 2020. And there should be, okay? I think a little retribution is more than justified at this point. And another indication of how the Democrats are afraid of Donald Trump, Chelsea Clinton is now out there bashing him and saying, oh, Donald Trump is terrible. He tap dances on shag carpet and bare feet and, you know, and then praise Joe Biden for taking action regarding inflation. Okay, not exactly what I would point to for Biden's best accomplishments, but I guess Chelsea was scraping the bottom of the barrel here. Now, Senator Joe Manchin has dealt a huge blow to Speaker Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer by refusing to back the Democrats' latest radical spending plan. And Democrats were hoping to pass the sweeping new bill ahead of the midterm elections. But Manchin dropped the hammer on his party's leadership, nixing any provisions on energy or climate or increased taxes in the new bill. We're already being taxed way, way too much. ClimateGate was a hoax from the very, very beginning. Now, Manchin says he will support a reconciliation bill that includes a provision to lower prescription drug prices and a two-year extension of subsidies for the Affordable Care Act. So he's dangling out the carrot to try and get them to basically come along. Unfortunately, we're seeing the Republicans and Democrats, conservatives and liberals, are becoming more and more adversarial every single day. We're approaching a point where there's really not going to be much conversation going on between them at all. That is a bad sign. Now, there is a longtime Biden family friend, Mark Doyle. He's a former Joe Biden aide, and he has apparently raked in more than $500,000 from a pro-Biden super PAC, this according to Fox News. And basically, Doyle discussed foreign business opportunities with Hunter Biden within his emails, and he's funneled a six-figure sum from the Unite the Country super PAC to his Chicago-based firm, Prairie Avenue Advisors, since late 2019. So the graft is continuing there. And they got all that money to play with, which they get from you, and now it's just divvying up who gets what piece of the pie. Another article here, this is on the January 6th committee. This is from Capitol Hill News. And they're talking about how it's come on out the January 6th committee isn't verifying the testimony of their witnesses. And they had this huge embarrassment recently where this Hutchinson got up there and just embarrassed herself in the entire country. And the January 6th committee only verifies testimony when it's politically convenient. In other words, if it does support their agenda, they'll go on out and try and play by the rules. Otherwise, they're just going to say whatever they feel they need to say to justify invoking the 14th Amendment to prevent Donald Trump from running in 2024. They are that scared of him. And my advice to Donald Trump and his security detail is, the Democrats are desperate. Make sure you're wearing your Kevlar and keep your head down. All right. Because, these are the kind of circumstances in which we see strange deaths occurring, which we're already starting to see here. Now, a federal court has now ordered Joe Biden to hand over all communications records. And for years now, right-wing politicians and citizens have all wondered the same thing. Am I being unfairly suppressed on social media? And yeah, it's pretty obvious that's what's going on. And so there's lawsuits that have been filed to try and find out just how deep the connection between the Biden administration and social media has become. A federal court has ruled that this information must be revealed. And Representative Lance Gooden has launched an investigation into this connection between government and big tech. Now, this is significant because social media has taken the argument that because they're private corporations, they are not subject to the Bill of Rights and they can censor whoever they want to, and it's not a First Amendment violation. And technically, that is true up until the point where it's documented they are working on behalf of the federal government. And there have been prior precedents in law saying that if, in fact, these companies are being directed by the federal government, then they're acting as agencies of the government, and the Bill of Rights applies, and they can be sued for violating the First Amendment rights of their users. So we're going to see what's coming on out of that. If they do document a line of communication between the Biden administration or the government in general and Facebook and Twitter and so forth, I would imagine there's going to be the mother of all class action lawsuits filed, and I'll certainly join in on that one myself. Meanwhile, along the same lines, there is this bot advisor over at Facebook who turns out to actually be secretly in the pay of the U.S. Regime Change Agency. Now, this came out of Mint Press, and it reveals that Valent Projects, which is this communication firm that advises social media platforms on alleged state-backed online influence campaign, is itself getting money from the U.S. Intelligence Front, USAID. So there is another example where Facebook is, in fact, being controlled and influenced by the U.S. government in order to promote certain propagandistic agendas. Well, finally, after all the harassment at restaurants and so forth and so on, the local police around the Supreme Court justices' homes are finally working to improve security. Over in Montgomery County, Maryland, police are cautioning the public. Officers will enforce laws against disturbing the peace at demonstrations outside the houses of the Supreme Court justices. And long overdue. And again, it is actually against the law to protest and picket judges, any judges, not just the Supreme Court, but any judge at all, to try and influence their decision making. That is already on the books. And these protesters ought to be arrested under that law. But hey, they're liberal Democrats. They're immune from the law. It's only Republicans and Trump supporters that have the full weight of the law is going to come crashing down on them. Getting into election fraud, and again, this has got to be the big issue going into the midterms because the Democrats are going to try and steal them because, hey, nothing happened to them after 2016 or 2020, you know? So anyway, story coming on out of the Gateway Pundit, the data supporting the reported results of the 2020 election does not reconcile with the data in the voting machine files. Somebody somewhere changed it. Okay? And again, more of this evidence keeps on surfacing. The data just does not line up. All the checks and balances were simply ignored. Meanwhile, out in Arizona, one of the candidates for attorney general is saying it's time to prosecute the mules who delivered illegal ballots to drop boxes in 2020. And again, the producers of the documentary 2000 Mules have these mules' cell phone numbers and geolocation data. It's not going to be that difficult to basically track them down and say, yeah, you are under arrest for ballot fraud. But hey, you know, it was all for the benefit of Joe Biden and the Democrats, so we're just going to let them slide this time. Also in Arizona, in Pinal County, and I think we mentioned this earlier in the week, over 60,000 Pinal County voters received early voting ballots with mistakes. And they're saying they don't really have a clear solution to fix the problem. And yeah, our voting system is a mess. Now, let's be generous here and say that, yes, it was an honest mistake. Okay, on these ballots. Okay, that alone says it's time to overhaul the election system so these dumb mistakes don't happen. We need an election system that is proof against error and, more importantly, proof against fraud, of which there is a huge amount that's out there being documented. And unfortunately, we have a government that was the beneficiary of that election fraud, and they don't want to change a darn thing because they're going to keep on doing that. All right, let's get into COVID-19. Just in time for the midterm elections, Anthony Fauci is back on television to sound an alarm about the coming strain. This one is called the BA5 variant. This is a subvariant of the Omicron strain. Oh, my goodness, it's coming to get you. We're going to have to all vote by mail from home, and you can trust the vote by mail system. After all, it gave you Joe Biden. And already he's drawing criticism for this over at Slay News. They're basically saying how Fauci and Biden are sensationalizing this new COVID variant. You know, they're not reporting it. They're selling it. They're out there promoting it, saying, oh, you got to be afraid of this one. It's a new Omicron. Oh, it's going to be horrible. You've got to be scared. Be very scared. Most people at this point are yawning about yet another COVID variant here. And CDC Director Walensky is back out there urging older Americans to get a second booster shot right away. I guess the pharmaceutical companies aren't making quite enough money yet, so they're going to keep on pushing those shots here, despite the growing body of evidence that being vaccinated makes you more likely to come down with COVID. And you've got the myocarditis, the pericarditis, the blood clot issues, the miscarriages. This is the biggest medical goof since thalidomide. Okay, now the Biden administration's strict COVID-19 vaccination may result in the firing of more than 260,000 U.S. troops who are going to be discharged for refusing to get the needle in the arm. And this seems kind of like not really well thought out, because Biden is getting ready to fire hundreds of thousands of troops at the same time he's pushing for wars against Russia, China, and Iran. And military recruitment is way down. They tried that experiment of you don't need a high school diploma. Then they brought that one back here. But does this make any sense at all to be letting troops go over the vaccine at the same time Biden is trying to start wars with three different countries? It doesn't make any sense, you know, unless Biden intends for us intentionally to lose World War III. which would certainly fit in with the globalist plans. Now, a little bit of good news for the Air Force. A federal judge over in Cincinnati, Matthew McFarland, has ordered the Air Force to stop discharging service members who are claiming religious exemption from vaccine requirements. So a little bit of good news there for the Air Force. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bomb. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And welcome back to our show. We're talking about COVID. We're talking about the pharmaceutical industry. And interestingly enough, the Florida Democratic Party is holding their annual leadership conference. And it is being sponsored in large part by Pfizer. Okay, can you say conflict of interest? Some of the other sponsors are Act Blue, the payment processor for Democrats and Black Lives Matter, along with the American Federation of Labor and Congress of Industrial Organizations, AFL-CIO. And the leadership conference is all about, you know, identifying, selecting, and promoting Democratic candidates for office in Florida. And, yeah, Pfizer's helping to pay for it. And so the Democrats are going to be sympathetic to anything that boosts Pfizer's profits, because this is the kickback. You know, we're going to get everybody to use your Pfizer vaccine, and then you turn around and pay for our little party down there in Tampa, Florida here. Okay, let's get to the international news now. There's a lot going on. Story coming on out of Aleppo News. Kiev is using the HIMARS rocket system. It's the High Mobility Artillery Rocket System. It's sort of a follow-on to the MRLS. And they're using it to strike Moscow-controlled areas. And the information coming on out is they're starting to target chemical facilities in the Donbass. Missiles have hit warehouses in Kakovka, say that three times fast, in the Kherson region, containing potassium nitrate, which is used to make fertilizers and gunpowder. And so they're continuing the attacks there. They're still losing ground, though. I mean, Russia is just gaining. And Russian forces have wiped out a platoon of U.S.-supplied, meaning paid for by you, M777 howitzers in the Kharkov region as part of their special military operation in Ukraine. And so they destroyed a platoon of multiple rocket launchers, a platoon of the M777 howitzers, and the deployment site of a battalion of the Ukrainian Army's 14th Brigade with foreign mercenaries. And so, yeah, it's going on over there. For the people, those poor people in Ukraine, it is a war right there on their front yard. And I'm sure that's not a very comfortable situation to have to go through. Now, interestingly enough, the New York Times is still out there trying to spin things. They're issuing reports on how Russia is conducting strikes on civilians, even though when you get further into the article, they acknowledge that the targets are actually military in nature. And the New York Times reported a Russian strike on civilians in Chasiv Yar, even as its own reporter said that the apartment complex was mostly housing military forces of Ukraine. And then the New York Times wonders why people don't trust the corporate media anymore. Okay, President Zelensky has his hand out yet again. Oh, we need more money. And he's now demanding $9 billion per month from Western contributors. And right now we've hit the point where the annual cost to you, the American taxpayer, to prop up Zelensky is now greater than Russia's annual military budget. That's how much of your money Biden is pouring into this black hole inside Ukraine. And let's see, the Ukrainian Prime Minister Shemhal is urging U.S. aid to co-fund grants supporting Ukrainian businesses. In other words, more money, more money, more money, more money. Everybody's getting rich off of this, except, of course, you, the American people. Now, the really bad news is the European Union has now cut their support for Ukraine ninefold, because their own economy is in serious trouble, in part because Russia has cut off the oil and gas. And Europe is saying, we just don't have it to send anymore. And I'm sure Zelensky's going to be out there screaming, well, you know, you Americans, you've got to make up that shortfall, because I got to have that $9 billion a month, you know, and buy a few more mansions around the world before I finally turn in my keys and leave the place here. Meanwhile, Russia has issued an odd comment. It's saying it's expecting that Israel will offer a wise response to possible U.S. requests for weapons supplied to Ukraine. This is a very diplomatic way of Russia saying to Israel, ignore the U.S., don't send weapons or some, you know, unfortunate things might happen. And Putin is now, he's signed a new law into effect to get tough on foreign agents that are inside Russia trying to influence events there. And the new Russian law may make Jewish and Israeli organizations foreign agents as well. We got to take a break. Herschels, we'll be right back.
Truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Working two jobs, it's never seen to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him, the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her.
Welcome back to our show. Here we're talking about the international news, the situation in Ukraine and Russia. And Patrick J. Buchanan is out there with an article asking if a U.S.-Russia war is becoming inevitable. And he's specifically talking about how Finland was invited to join NATO at the recent summit in Madrid. And you know, going on back and saying that, you know, this really doesn't do anything for NATO or the United States. And in fact, he said back during the height of the Cold War, the original Cold War, you know, inviting Finland to join NATO would have been seen as an act of madness and an unacceptable provocation to the Soviet Union. And yet here we are doing that all over again. A little bit of embarrassment for the corporate media. After appearing to be reporting live from the Ukraine war zone, former CNN host Chris Cuomo was spotted just 24 hours later in the Hamptons. So we know the technology to manufacture the images on those corporate media screens is quite advanced. It's very impressive. And they use it to lie to you, to basically fool you here. If you've never seen the movie Wag the Dog, you need to. I'm sure it's out there somewhere on cable. And it's a funny movie. It's a good movie, a stellar cast. And you really do need to take a look at that one. Okay, now President Macron in France is out there saying that he wants to prevent the Ukrainian conflict from morphing into a full-on world war. And I can understand his point of view. If this does turn into a new world war, it will cross Europe, and France will once again be a war zone, as it was in big mistake number one and big mistake number two. And Macron and the French people, understandably, would like to not have to go through that again. Over in Great Britain, with the departure of Boris Johnson, everybody's scrambling for the new prime minister, and the lead in the race to be the new prime minister is the former finance minister, Rishi Sunak. And he looks like he's going to be, he's number one in the line to replace Boris Johnson. Now, Sunak, whose exit from the Treasury last week was one of the first in the cascade of resignations that forced Boris Johnson to quit, has been the front runner among conservative lawmakers, despite being blamed by some for his role in Johnson's downfall. Now, politics is a dirty business. Okay, up in Switzerland, they are protesting over New World Order, economy, inflation, fuel costs. They've got these wanted posters out there for Bill Gates and, you know, Klaus Schwab and the rest of it. Over in the Netherlands, the truck drivers have now joined with the farmers to blockade the highways, dealing with that whole World Economic Forum nitrogen requirement. And this protest is spreading all across Europe. Spain is getting involved. Germany's involved. Italy's involved. This thing is just growing and growing. Speaking of Italy, their government has pretty much collapsed, and the populist right looks like they are in position to take control of the country. Now, the Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi tried to tender his resignation, but the Italian President Sergio Mattarella has rejected the resignation. I guess Sergio is saying, look, you made this mess, you get to live with it. Speaking of resignations, the former leader of Sri Lanka, Rajapaksa, has arrived in Singapore and has tendered his resignation as president of that country as well. A lot of resignations all over the globe. Healthy trend, I think. You know, we could use one or two here in this country, to be very, very honest. And along the lines of you can't keep a good man down, or in this case, you can't keep an evil man down, with the turmoil going on in Israel, you know, where their government has now fallen apart, and they're going to have yet more elections, Benjamin Netanyahu is trying to stage a comeback and says that he will be able to form a wide coalition to lead Israel into the future and get the United States to nuke Iran or something like that. Over in Lebanon, the rhetoric is heating up. And it all has to do for, you know, about the natural resources in the disputed Karish gas field. And the leader of Hezbollah, Syed Hassan Nasrallah, said that if Lebanon is not allowed to drill for its own natural resources in its own territory, he says no one will be able to extract the oil or gas. And so we're looking at wars being fought over oil, and probably in the very near future we're going to see wars being fought over water. Actually, that already happened. Part of the reason that Israel keeps invading Lebanon is they want control of the Litani River to divert its water down to Israel. So, yeah, things are getting really, really tight. Meanwhile, Biden, as part of his whirlwind tour through the Mideast, has signed a pledge with Israel to never allow Iran to acquire nuclear weapons. Oh, my goodness, nuclear weapons. And, of course, you know, Israel and the U.S. have been saying Iran is just weeks away from a nuclear weapon. They've been saying that for 30 years, more than 30 years. It hasn't happened yet. The IAEA keeps insisting they have never seen any indications of weapons development in Iran. Iran's nuclear activities are fully compliant with the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. They have nuclear power. They have medical isotopes. They have industrial applications. But they've never really given any indication of building a nuclear weapon. But that's the big booga booga. Think Saddam's nuclear weapons or Assad's gas, you know, or torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin. It's just another excuse, you know, to try and start another war. And yeah, Biden has effectively signing this pledge saying he's willing to go to war with Iran. So let's see, that's Iran and Russia and China and who knows who all else. And I think it's time to get Biden an M16 and a parachute and some camo fatigues and just say, you know, pick one and, you know, go have your little war. The rest of us, we're going to sit this one out. Because we are definitely tired of war, especially ones like Afghanistan. That was 20 years, trillions of dollars, a lot of dead people to replace the Taliban with the Taliban. And it's looking like Ukraine is going to be another disaster. As I mentioned earlier in the show, the U.S. has poured more money into Ukraine than Russia's annual military budget. And that's money taken from you. Money that I'm sure you would like to be spent on schools, roads, bridges, you know, good solid bridges, repairing our dams, many of which are in very, very serious states of disrepair. Yeah, the American people's money should be spent on the American people, not foreign wars and not illegal immigrants. I mean, that makes common sense to me, you know. Now, this is a little alarming here. Representative Adam Schiff, who's chairman of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, wants a defense policy bill to include language preventing Congress from oversight of the military and National Guard in cases of domestic deployment. Now, the National Guard can deploy on U.S. soil. You know, the other military, except for the Marines, are covered by the Posse Comitatus Act. Your Marines are exempt from that as well. But for some reason, Adam Schiff wants Congress to not be watching the military and the National Guard when they're conducting operations on U.S. soil. That really, really troubles me. I'm very, very worried about that. Meanwhile, the House has passed an $839 billion, with a B, defense spending bill. It's even more than Biden had asked for. This is the fiscal year 2023 Department of Defense bill. The lower chamber voted 329-101 in favor of the National Defense Authorization Act, which has $37 billion more than what Biden asked for. Now, the Senate hasn't passed their version, but the Armed Services Committee has voted to add $45 billion to Biden's initial proposal. I mean, if there's one thing Congress, can approve bipartisan, it's more money for the military. Doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat or Independent or Green Party. Yes, we've got to take more money away from the American people and give it to the military so they can go on out and ship more weapons to Ukraine for Russia to use as target practice. Well, obviously, with news like that, you're probably going to be concerned about the economy, and you should be, especially going into the midterm elections. Think voting with your wallet. You know, this whole abortion thing is a distraction, and, thankfully, it's not getting much traction with the voters. Same thing with the January 6th committee. Nobody's paying attention. But right now, we have had 14 straight months of high inflation since Biden came on out and said, well, the inflation is just transitory. It's only going to last a short while. Don't worry about it. It's now been 14 months. Kind of reminds me about, 2 weeks to flatten the curve. And here we are years later, and they're already out there saying, oh, there's a new COVID variant. Get your masks out and get your shots out there. So, how many more times do you have to be lied to before you're ready to stand up and say, I will not be lied to anymore. I don't believe anything that you are saying. All right. Yesterday's report came out on the Consumer Price Index. It was not very good. The inflation index was the highest since March, which was itself an all-time high. So, yeah, things are really, really bad out there. Article out of Blabberbuzz saying that the Bidenflation is going to be a major problem for the Democrats in the midterm elections. And what the Democrats appear to be doing is they're running up prices now, and then they're going to drop them just a little bit before the midterms to say, see, we're finally on the verge of solving the problem. Please vote us back on in. And so we've actually seen gas prices drop just a little tiny bit, went down about 40 cents a gallon. But experts are saying, the relief is going to be short-lived because there's absolutely no way to know that gas prices will continue the downward trend. But I'm sure as we get closer to the midterms, Democrats are going to be saying, we got the gas prices down from $5 a gallon to $4.60 a gallon, and therefore we deserve to be reelected. Forgetting, of course, that when Biden came in to office, the gas prices were a heck of a lot lower than that. Now, hours after Biden begged Saudi Arabia for oil, and Saudi Arabia said no, American energy companies have come on out reminding Joe to stop demonizing them. Because that's Joe Biden's method. Whatever's going wrong, find somebody to blame for it. I'm the president. I'm doing all kinds of good things here. It's those greedy oil companies. And the oil companies are saying, no, that's not what's going on here. I mean, let's look at the shutdown of the Keystone XL pipeline, the blocking of Nord Stream 2. Biden is in charge of energy policy, and the energy policy is really in trouble. In fact, things are so bad in this country, the president of Mexico is trying to help U.S. families get cheaper gas. In other words, they're basically allowing U.S. citizens to drive over the border into Mexico to use their gas stations, where the gas prices are a lot more reasonable. Now, that doesn't help the people who are far away from the border, like here in Indiana. But, great that Obrador is doing this here. Bank of America is predicting four straight quarters of negative real gross domestic product growth. That's a recession, okay? Now, down in Australia, specifically Sydney, which is a beautiful city, thousands of their homes were plunged into darkness because of the Australian price cap policy, which has triggered an energy shortage. And so they're all out there saying, well, just, feel around the house, with your hands and, we'll fix this eventually. But, we've got to show Russia what for, so live in the dark for a while. Same thing going on in Europe. Hungary has declared a state of emergency regarding their energy supplies. And remember, Russia has shut down the Nord Stream 1 pipeline, supposedly for maintenance for 1 week, but there's no guarantee that valve is going to get opened up in the near future, and people are very nervous about that. And, you know, Biden is out there pushing electric cars here, and Buttigieg was actually on the radio saying, you know, high gas prices are good. It's going to get people to buy these electric cars. And this gets back to the issue I was raising. How do you keep all these electric cars charged? If all of America are driving electric cars, how do you charge them all? Well, you know, power plants. What runs the power plants? Oil, gas, coal. And down in Texas, where they're having a tremendous energy problem because their windmills aren't windmilling, there's not enough wind, they've actually shut down the free electrical vehicle charging stations. Tesla is asking their owners in Texas not to charge their cars during the heat wave to help avoid blackouts. So these electric cars being championed by Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg are basically sitting there not doing much of anything. And sauce for the goose out of stationgossip.com, there is a new study out showing that the electric vehicles have far more problems than the traditional gas-powered vehicles. And researchers found that gasoline cars average 175 problems per 100 vehicles. Battery-powered cars average 239 problems per 100 vehicles, according to J.D. Power. They're just not being built as well. The technology isn't stable, and it's being foisted on the market, even though it's not really a robust, reliable technology. Okay, we're coming up here on another break for commercials, and we're going to be back here with more news after these few weeks.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
Welcome back to our show here and out in California, where they do so many crazy things. They've just passed this law trying to basically change the status of truck drivers. Large numbers of truck drivers are independent contractors. They have their own business structure, and they contract to drive loads goods from one place to another. And California decided that the independent contractors, weren't a good idea, that if they were just regular employees of trucking companies, that they would get more tax revenue from employment taxes and so forth and so on. As a result of this ridiculous law, there are some 70,000 truckers in California that may not be on the road. There's a lot of these independent contractors are saying it's just not worth it, and they're just going to find something else to do, as if we did not already have a terrible supply chain problem. Like I said, this is not a very well-managed country. I mean, you've got a lot of little fiefdoms out there, saying, well, we're looking out for our, our tax revenues, and we're interested in climate, and over here we're interested in this. And nobody's maintaining that overview, that big picture of getting it all to work together as smoothly and optimally as possible. That's supposed to be the job of the president, but we've got a president who can't even handle a teleprompter at this particular point. Over in China, things are very, very tense. A lot of bank runs going on there. And apparently in 22 Chinese cities, home buyers have stopped paying their mortgages. And that's causing havoc within the mortgage providers. But for some reason, Barclays wants to set up a new asset management joint venture in China. Because there is a $4.3 trillion asset management market, and Barclays thinks that they can go on in and avail themselves of a piece of that action. And maybe they can, maybe they can't. Story coming on out of the violent through. It says, hell is coming and famine is coming with it. This world is embroiled in corruption and insanity and has become a totalitarian hell. Yeah, that sounds about right from what we're seeing. We're seeing all of our freedoms being curtailed. Every aspect of life is coming under state control. And we're becoming very, very dystopian. And, a lot of people talk about, the end, the country is coming to an end. It already has. This is not the country I was born in. It's not the country I knew when I was a child or younger, or even in high school. It has just mutated into this horrible, horrible, corrupt, the criminals are in charge, basically. And finally, article out of Hannon Bintuberland, forget politicians, the super rich control everything now. And it's an oligarchy. We got to take a break. Station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines 512-248-8252, and we will be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.